My main reason for going to Congress was and still is to help rebuild. I saw that many things were not happening. I felt the frustration of my people, and I wanted to make a difference. That's why I ran for Congress.
And some of the things you've done have been interesting. You led an investigation into FEMA, which sort of caused some rearrangements of who's in charge. Is that enough if another Hurricane Katrina came today? Do you feel like people of 2nd District would get the protection they deserve?
Well, not only did we reform FEMA, we also made sure the Army Corps of Engineers, we tried to make sure that they were doing what they were tasked to do to make sure that the levee system were being built or at least were being repaired the way that Congress authorized the Army Corps to do, and to look at other options so that we can be much more prepared in the future, for example, with respect to the outfall canals. How are we going to rebuild that, the surge protector system, the surge protection system out in northeast, which they're going to complete very soon, over $1 billion with respect to that project. Looking at coastal restoration and what we can do, where we can find potential fundings for. So we were addressing all those issues to make sure that for any future events, we will be much more prepared.
But is it enough? Are we where you want?
Obviously not. We are not there yet. I would love to have a levee system that could withstand a Category 5 hurricane. Right now, the levee system that we have would be able to withstand only a Category 3. We still have a long way to go with coastal restoration as well as rebuilding our barrier islands. We still have a long way to go with respect to rebuilding after Katrina. Even though we've made great progress, but the path towards completion remains a long path.
And the BP spill doesn't seem to help things a whole lot. I was in the hearing when you suggested that Lamar McKay maybe take a knife. You were pretty upset.
I was, and I was conveying to him the anguish, the desperation, the disappointment of my people. And I did not suggest that he commit harakiri. I said that if he were living during the samurai days, that's what he would have asked to have performed. But basically, I was just feeling, conveying a sense of anger, of frustration, and also a certain level of desperation on behalf of my people here who have suffered tremendously post Katrina and continues to suffer because of the oil spill and the whole recovery process from the oil spill will definitely be long-term. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know when will the fishing industry be back. We don't know when will the tourism industry be fully back. And now with the moratorium on offshore drilling, that potentially can devastate the economy of this state. So these are very, very dramatic concerns that we have to address.
The oil industry sort of plays an interesting role in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to coastal restoration, everybody seems to think that revenue sharing from the offshore oil industry is the best way to get funds to actually do that. But it seems like they're part of the problem, but also the solution, because they...
Well, it's not the best way, but it's one of the sources of money that we can tap into. Obviously, with the oil spill, BP now owes the states along the Gulf Coast a tremendous amount of money under penalties, under NERDA, which can be used for coastal restoration. But you're absolutely correct. The economy of this state is very much tied into the oil and gas industry, and the oil and gas industry has caused a lot of the erosion that we have seen in the previous years. And now we are trying to tap into the money that we can get with respect to oil and gas revenue sharing to rebuild our coast. So it's a very delicate relationship, obviously a quite complex relationship as we have seen. But that is the way of life in Louisiana, and it's been a way of life for a long time. Not that we should remain static and keep the same cycle going. We are advancing along a number of avenues, looking at alternative energy. A company, for example, just recently announced that they will hire, or hope to hire, 600 people at the Michu facility in Northeast to build wind turbines. I know that there are companies that have been established in New Orleans to tap into the Mississippi River and looking at water turbines. And obviously we have companies that will build solar cells. So we are looking at alternative energy, more green energy, but at the same time, we must not also neglect that the oil and gas industry has been the foundation of the economy of the state and will be the foundation for the economy of the state for the foreseeable future until we can get the necessary green energy infrastructure in place. And that implies an end to this moratorium. That implies continuing of offshore drilling because hundreds of thousands of people are dependent upon the oil and gas industry resuming the drilling in the Gulf.
And with coastal erosion, as more and more of the coast disappears into the sea, sea levels are also expected to rise. A lot of climate change models have the water level around Louisiana rising by several feet as temperatures rise. You've mentioned a concern with global warming, but you voted against the Waxman-Markey bill. What do you think should be done, Congress should do, if anything, about
it? Well, first of all, I've always been very clear that I do believe that we have to address the issue of climate change. I do believe that it is a problem that we have to address, but we must do it in a way that it would not devastate the economy of the state, that it would not devastate the real estate market of this state. The Waxman-Markey bill would have put thousands of people in this state out of work. It would have basically destroyed the real estate market because one of the provisions of the bill, there were talks that they might have taken the provision out, but when we were voting on the bill, it would require homeowners before they can sell homes to bring the houses to the new green code, which implied thousands of money would have to put into the old homes of this area to bring it up to the new code, which could not be possible after Katrina. The problem here is people just read the bill and say, oh, it's a climate change bill, therefore one should support it. But the reality is the devil's in the details, and when you read the details, it was not a bill that would benefit the state. It would have devastated the economy of the state as well as the other issues in connection with this bill. I support green energy initiatives. We have to do something about global warming. But at the same time, as a representative of the 2nd District as well as of this state, I have to defend the welfare of this state. I cannot approach my work in a way that could possibly benefit, for example, California. It would benefit for maybe Massachusetts or Washington, Portland, New Jersey, but at the same time, it would have destroyed my state. That would have been irresponsible on my part. Even though, if I were to vote just for myself, if I were to vote on the bill simply for me, I would have voted for the bill because I believe climate change needs to be addressed. But I'm not voting for myself. You know, I represent 750,000 people, and many of that 750,000 depends on the jobs that comes from oil and gas, that comes from indirect jobs related to oil and gas. And with post-Katrina reconstruction, I could not force my people to pay higher fuel prices, even though I myself might be able to afford it, but the majority of my people could not have afforded it. And when I say my, I'm implying the 2nd District, because often when people interpret my word my, they're thinking about Vietnamese American.
So you break a lot of barriers. You're a Vietnamese American representing a majority black district. Mm-hmm. You are a Republican representing a historically Democratic district. Do you feel like this election could be determined by race and party?
I don't think so. I believe that we have done a tremendous job in the past 19 months. Just through the reformation of FEMA alone, we were able to push out close to $1 billion in recovery money. On top of that, we were able to bring down, I was able to bring down money for the local hospitals, over $100 million for that, fight for the streetcar expansion, fight for crime initiatives, after-school youth training initiatives, workforce training initiatives. So when you just, when you're looking at just sheer federal dollars coming down to the district, you're looking at a tremendous amount of money of over $1 billion. On top of that, we have done an incredible job of constituency services, of reaching out to inform my constituents what I've been doing, what I will continue to do, and try to reach out and further understand what their concerns are. So the people know that I'm not about race. I'm not about party. I treat Democrats the same as I do Republicans. I treat African Americans and whites and Hispanics as I do Asian Americans. It's all up for me. It's all about making the right decisions, looking at the issues, making the right decisions, and what else can I do to serve my people down here, to make their lives better, to improve their job opportunities, to improve their livelihoods, to make sure that the kids have good schools, to make sure that the elderly have safe streets, to make sure that the car engines will not fall into a big pothole. Those are the issues that really consumes the psychology of my people post Katrina and now post oil spill. It's about jobs, it's about healthcare, it's about education, it's about crime. And obviously a lot of that are linked to some of the national policies that we have to address on the Hill, like the climate change bill, which have caused my people here to lose thousands of jobs. And I could not have done that in good conscience, even though personally I would have voted if I were to only vote for myself.
So if you are reelected, what would your major goals be for the next term?
Again, we have a long way to go to rebuild after Katrina, and now we have to rebuild from the effects of the oil spill. So my goals will continue to be the same as what I've been doing for the past 2 years, to continue pushing for money for coastal restoration, to make sure that we have adequate levee systems, to make sure that we are prepared for future natural disasters, to make sure that my people are employed, that their children have good schools, and that we have safe streets. And that will require a long-term commitment. It cannot be done in 2 years. It cannot be done in 4 years. You're looking at possibly another 5 to 10 years before we can reach the point where we can say, yes, we are possibly fully back. Because right now we're not fully back.